This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver motor vehicle offices are reopening today for in-person services. There will be safety precautions in place at all locations, including glass dividers and physical distancing markers. Officials say a new text message system will alert people when they may enter the building, and there are new drop boxes for people paying by check with completed paperwork. Denver is offering a grace period for people with expired license plates through the end of July. A recent sampling of drinking water in Colorado found no unsafe levels of toxic chemicals known as PFAS. The tests included about half the state's drinking water systems, which serve around three-quarters of the population. But the state health department says it did detect higher levels of PFAS in several groundwater sources, according to EPA standards. PFAS are found in older nonstick cookware and firefighting foam. The chemicals have been linked to health problems. An environmental group is launching a campaign in Colorado in an effort to require that new houses be built with solar panels. California is the only state to adopt such a rule, which went into effect this year. Hannah Colazzo is the director of Environment Colorado. She says fighting climate change starts in the home.
By creating a direct path for every new home to include this essential resource, Colorado will be able to make a big contribution towards combating climate change and making our state healthier.
The Pew Research Center finds 46% of homeowners have given serious thought to adding solar panels to their home in the last year, but only 6% say they've installed them. This is CPR News.